I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Although we grow this plant as a perennial flower, it has other devious uses. During the siege of Kira in ancient Greece, the invading armies poisoned the city's water supply with crushed roots and leaves of this flower. It caused the protecting armies to be weakened by diarrhea and overwhelmed. That's a good reason not to eat the leaves of your hellebores. Hellebore, or Lenten rose, is a shade-loving, low-growing plant that's perfect for a flower border or ground cover. Hellebores have gone through a plant breeding revolution over the last 20 years. Newer, hardy hybrid varieties such as Roman Red, Amethyst Gem, and Onyx Odyssey have flowers in a wide range of colors, such as white, yellow, pink, red, bicolor, and burgundy. Some flowers are up to 3 inches in diameter, have double petals, and stand tall above the foliage. Hellebores bloom early. As the March snows melted this year, I found mine in full bloom, waiting to shine. The plants stand 1 to 2 feet tall with dark green leaves. Once the spring blooms have passed, hellebores make an excellent ground cover. Some, such as Penny's Pink, have variegated pink-veined leaves. I've seen groves of hellebores under oak and maple trees. I've planted some under hydrangeas. In these conditions, hellebores have lots of light for flowering in spring, but shade from the intense summer sun. Although you can divide and spread hellebores, there's little need. Plants will bloom for years with minimal care. And some hellebores will spread by self-sowing. The final perk is hellebores are deer-resistant. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about lupins. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.